Welcome to the Podcock Becast. I'm your host, the only Tyler Peacock. Joining me for our annual March Madness pod, the NCAA tournament pod, whatever I'm calling this, is a guy from the west side of Columbus. It is West Side Tommy. What is happening?
Wind is very windy on the west side of Columbus right now.
I think the whole state of Ohio, it's a wind turbine today.
Oh, yeah, yesterday too. Are we in Chicago? I feel like I'm in Chicago.
we're challenging for the belt, the Windy City belt.
Yeah, I mean, the most windy cities I've been to in my life by far has been Chicago and Youngstown. Of course, Cleveland, anything up northeast Ohio.
Like a fact.
Oh, yeah, it's just so windy. I'm sure Buffalo and Minneapolis and a lot of towns up north are probably similar, but Chicago definitely is. That's a windy town. You excited about the tournaments? The NIT started last night and some of the play-in games. You excited about it?
I'm over the play-in games.
Are you?
I get it. Like, you give, like, a mid-major, like, a win, but, like, technically it shouldn't be an NCAA tournament win. I just think you take your last four in and your first four out on the bubble and just have four bubble games, and they are, like, the 11 or 10 seeds in the tournament.
And you make them watch Bubble Boy?
You make them watch Bubble Boy. I don't know. I just think that to me, that's a play-in game. Like, not the 16 seed. Like, yes, if I went to one of these schools, would I claim an NCAA tournament win? Yeah, I would. But, I mean, I don't know. I've been over this for a while, though. This isn't a new take.
I don't mind it. And I'm on the side that, hey, that 16 seed, 9 times out of 10 or 10 out of 10, are going to get murdered. So why not give them a feel-good before they get put on the platter for the number one seed to devour? Last night's game was crazy. Wagner was up like 20 and then damn near gave it away, didn't they?
17. Yeah, this last night destroys my argument, though, because I'm thinking the bubble games would be a better product. But, hell, that game, thanks to Virginia's offense, was doo-doo. So, I mean, we hit a ticket on the Rams, so congrats to us. But, the last night aside, I'd rather see two bubble teams going at it. But here we are, though.
Yeah, here we are. Now, just on a side note, I thought the NIT games were pretty good last night.
They seemed like they were. Yeah. It seemed like there was a lot of close action. Highest day was close. Xavier lost a tough one. There might have been another one that was razor.
Minnesota. Then South Florida was up big and then had to hold on. So the NIT looked like it was popping last night. But, yeah, here we are. I'm sure there's a lot of guys' favorite and women favorite time of the year. Tomorrow and noon when the tip off starts. You remember being in high school and just watching it in school and then couldn't wait to go home to watch all night?
Oh, I don't even know if I'd go home. I'd go to like the closest buddy's house from school, I think, on those Thursdays and Fridays.
But really? And just hang out and watch the games?
All day into the evening, then eventually you'd have to go home, obviously. But
I'm guessing you're like me because you and I have a lot in common. Were you running a racket in high school?
I didn't run it. No. Okay. I didn't. Really? I didn't like the responsibility. I participated, really? Obviously. Yeah.
I've always ran brackets for the last 30 years. Hell, I'm running one this year at work. But you never ran bracket. I figured you'd run a bracket or two.
No, love to participate. I hate counting up people's losses and wins. And well, now it's easy.
Yeah.
Back when you were doing it and I was doing it.
Oh, I still do it the old school way because, I got some old timers that aren't good with the internet. So I can't, put them in a group on CBS or Yahoo. So, yeah, I still do the old sheet in the gray with the highlighter.
Yeah.
But, I thought you ran a pool or two. It's crazy. I know. What do you think about this guy? The guy that, or guy or girl that runs the pool, and they get a free pool.
I depends on the buy-in.
Yeah. What would you say? A higher buy-in, yes, or a lower buy-in, yes?
I think obviously lower. If you're not, if it's low stakes, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But if it's, you know, if this guy's, I would say anything $100 or more, they should have to pay for their own bracket. Actually 50 or more. I mean,
yeah.
Are you going to get mad over 10, 20 bucks or $5? No, I wouldn't anyway. But yeah, I think if you're in the high stakes or a little higher stakes bracket pool, I don't care who's running it. What, their money's green too. Put it in the pot.
we have a notorious guy that I know that if it's fantasy football or if it's
call him out, call Lonnie out.
I'm not calling him out. He's my buddy, and he's paid for a couple of games I went to. He's a good payer. This guy loves to have a fun time. If you hang with him, you ain't paying for nothing. But this guy,
he runs a pool. He wants a free entry.
Yeah.
That's bizarre. Yeah.
This guy will pick up the bill in a heartbeat when you go out. If you're drinking, he's a partier. So he wants the company. He pays for the company. But man, when it comes to running pools, he always finds a way never to pay.
I kind of respect this guy, especially he's not, I thought this is just a
pure douchebag
overall cheapskate, but this guy, he fights against the good fight for one cause. So
yeah. Well, what do you got? What do you got here? What do you want to talk about the tournament? Cause it's, you know,
well,
I can't wait till tip off.
I can't either. It's the best weekend of the year, sports wise, for sure. These next 4 days coming up. I was going to ask you if you're still mad about, because you and I had a personal phone call during the selection show. Should have recorded it, but didn't. But are you still mad over? Wait, I guess I shouldn't set you up like that. What was your problem Sunday? Was it more with selection or seeding?
I think a little both. And
okay.
My thing is, usually when the committee does something, they have a rhyme and a reason. It usually pans out. I understand why the Buckeyes did not get in. Okay. But I also know that I think the Buckeyes are a completely different team than they were midway through the year when they end up firing their coach. I watched them last night, the NIT game, and that team goes nine deep. I thought them, St. John's, I thought there were two or three teams that should have got in because they played really good ball at the end of the year. I did not. What? Why do they love Tom Izzo and Michigan State so much? Can you tell me
zero quad three or four losses. That's all. You can't with the net rankings. You can't have bad losses.
I'll give up a bad loss for a good
everybody
win.
Wants the and I'm guilty of it too. Yeah. Everybody focuses on the mid part of February into the conference tournaments. They look at these team sheets are an overall body of work. So the games that you and I are watching them, but the games nobody pays attention to in November and December, and then when conference play gets going in late December, early January, all that shit matters. All these, you know, these 30-some games matter. Listen, if Michigan State loses in their 8-9 game, well, a lot of people dance on Michigan State's grave, and I don't like Michigan State. Hate Michigan State. Will they dance on their grave and be like, see, they shouldn't have been in the tournament? Absolutely. Or if they go to the second weekend, is that going to be like, see, the committee got it right?
I think it could go either way.
Well, I don't think it yeah. should, though. Like,
no.
I don't. Both are partly true and both are false, so. I always have more problem with seeding than selection.
Here's one insane. And we were on this team early in the year, and I thought they played I thought they were a disappointment at the end of the year. Clemson. How the hell are they a sixth seed?
They beat Carolina. I think they got 7-8 wins against teams in the field in this tournament. But yeah, I'm with it. That feels
three and three going into the tournament. I don't know. I mean, we liked them early in the year. They're big. We love their coach. Has been there for a long time. And watch, they could win a couple games like Michigan State and make a run. And then, you know, hey, the committees has done it again. I just, what team, was there any team that you didn't like?
Well,
that's a seating, a spot that you're like, oh, really?
I might have had the Mormon faith coming at me. Get over yourself, BYU. Like, it hurt them. BYU is a six, and I'm like, man, I thought they were better than that this year. First year in the Big 12, I they could kind of bang with anybody in the best league in America, and I saw they were a six. And then you start seeing the news trickle out, or you listen to a couple podcasts on college basketball. The committee had to bump their seed down a whole seed line. They should have been a five. They're six, and only hurts them. But the reason why is because they can't play on Sunday because that's a holy day. Fuck you, John Smith and Brigham Young. Dude, don't get in the tournament then. You know the tournament is on Sunday.
Yeah, well, let's go to FCS playoffs where the Ivy League, you know, says that Scholastics is more important than four weeks of football.
I'm glad but they keep them out.
They stay with their gun.
Good.
The Mormons are double dipping.
And I get it. It's a weird stance to take because it hurts BYU. I mean, it doesn't really. Would you rather be in a 5-12 or a 6-11 game? I think I'd rather be in a 5-12 these days, even though that's always been kind of the trendy upset. But it only hurts them. But, like, why are we making these rules? Like, can't the church be like, guess what? We're in the NCAA tournament. It's bringing a bunch of money to our school, which, you know, brings –
what if every other Christian school or Catholic school did that? You know, you'd have half the field or quarter of the field can't play.
Then you would play Wednesday through Saturday, I guess. Like Sunday would be eliminated.
I didn't even think about that, Tyler. I didn't even think about that. That was the reason why their seating is where it lied.
Later on that night, they, you know, the committee chair, I think somebody asked about it. Yeah. We had to move them down a line to get them Thursday, Saturday games.
Well, yeah, I'm with you. I'm a God-fearing man. You know, I attend church when I can, or I'm not great. I could do better, right. But I'm a God-fearing man, but I'm with you. If that's the case, then you just don't play.
Well, and here's the thing. Could they make a run? Sure. But, and what does it matter? But I guarantee you they're in the East region. The East region will be Thursday, Saturday. And if you got teams that play Friday, Sunday, I get it. We're not going to be able to keep everybody on the same wavelength and on the same schedule. But that means, you know, if BYU gets to the second weekend, they're going to have to go Thursday, Saturday. And what if you're playing the late game on a Sunday night in this region?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the whole top half of this thing.
UConn, do they cater to anybody else? That's the only one.
I don't think they catered to. I don't think they catered to the defending champs either. You were a little upset with their draw.
Oh my gosh! Let's talk before we get into this.
Well,
that is,
get it.
That we, is the bracket of death.
We're gonna start with the East anyway.
Okay. I mean, unbelievable how many quality teams are in the East. I mean, do they hate UConn? It makes no sense.
There's a lot, but I'm not spoiling anything. We'll get to it, but I think they'll be fine. I think UConn will be fine.
Well, no, UConn is a good team. They could repeat. But when you throw Auburn, Illinois, and Iowa State, and then the teams below it, Florida Atlantic, who could be dangerous, San Diego State, who else is in there? There's another team. I don't know.
Illinois, Drake, Iowa State, BYU.
A lot of these teams in there are peaking. I don't know. It felt like it's a rough bracket. I have some future bets on teams, and they're all in that bracket, all in the East. So I'm pretty much pissing my money away. I gotta hope one of them come out of the gauntlet. I'm really excited to watch the East bracket because I think there's gonna be some dog fights. What do you think?
Well, that's a great segue. I got four questions for each region.
Okay.
And that's kind of how we'll do it. We're not going to get through every game. I think it's boring if you're like, I got San Diego State going to the second round, and then I could do my picks as well. So this is just kind of a quick little primer thing. But first question, favorite game. What's your favorite round one game in this region, in the East region?
First round, if I'm being honest.
I want you to lie to our listeners.
If I'm being honest, Northwest FAU.
That's the game I had. All right. Go ahead. Why?
I think FAU has enough players and talent to push anybody in the region. But I also think they could go out the first game where Northwest is well coached. They have that kid that's just a pure scorer. Is it Bowie or Bowie?
Boo-Booey.
Oh, man, that kid can shoot from half court and pull up anywhere. I love watching him play. He's a one-man gang. That game, honestly, feels like it'd go to overtime. What do you think? It just pops out to me because FAU loves to play with their food, but they also can play up. You saw that this year when they beat Arizona in double overtime. FAU is one of these teams where, you know, their value went to get in the Final Four. It was at 19-1. Now it's 40-1 since they're in the in the bracket of death.
Yeah.
If they find a way to beat Northwestern, it would not shock me if they push UConn hard. But I could see Northwestern win the game. Where are you at on this game? Because I love this game.
FAU right now 2.5-point favorite. I'm excited for this game. I think Florida Atlantic returning just about everybody off their Final Four team last year. They played up this year to competition, like you mentioned earlier. Northwestern, a little banged up. Don't think they're as deep as they would like to be coming into the tournament, but guard play in March is kind of the key, and they might have the best player and the best guard on the floor with Boo Booey. So, I think as soon as the bracket came out, and it's an 8-9 game. So I think, that game to me, I guess I'm intrigued by UAB and San Diego State if I had to pick one.
And then once again, you're right. You're good there, Tyler, because you're taking another team from the American Conference.
Mm-hmm.
You saw last night in the NIT, South Florida beat a Big 12 team in Central Florida. I think UAB kind of got some mojo going in that tournament they won. But San Diego State was in the Final Four last year. Isn't it crazy? Yeah. There's three Final Four teams in this region.
Yeah, from last year. It's insane. Yeah,
so I think, okay, from a betting value, do you think if you could have caught UAB at +7, because now I think it's at 6.5, and the juice is a little bit on UAB. Do you think a +7 on UAB is a good bet or not?
Did you read my notes?
I don't know.
I mean, since you brought up gambling, yeah. I mean, that was my best bet of this region.
Okay, I did read that. Yes, I did. Well, that's the reason I circled it. I circled it because you told me in your notes. So that's the reason it's on my board tomorrow to bet. Yeah. I didn't get to 7. It's at 6.5. I can always buy up a half a point.
FanDuel right now, 7.5.
Oh, so it's moved a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So okay. shop it around like always.
Yeah.
I guess that will lead in. Question 2 and 3 are kind of the same anyway.
Okay.
I gave my best bet out. So that would mean San Diego State -5. I would put on upset alert. I would also put number 7, Washington State. I like that team, but I would put them on upset alert in the first round. I guess I'll throw it back to you. Who would you put on upset alert, and who would be, if you have one, your best bet of this region?
Well, I think you're right. I think, well, I don't know if it's upset because Drake's actually favored, aren't they?
Yeah, I know, but I'm going off bracket.
Yeah. I think Drake was there last year.
They're up 7-5 to go, and fucking your Miami team forced. I think they beat him in regulation. And
yeah, buddy, that was the sweater that got me going. That was the sweater that got me going. I honestly, I like that one. I like Drake money line. I'll probably lie bet them if they ever get down. If I can get them at +3 or +4 or more, that was one that I circled in UAB. I circled. So I want to take FAU. I think that game's crazy. Is that game an over maybe?
What the Northwestern FAU?
Yeah. Yeah.
They stuck it in that. It's 141.5, the line I'm looking at on FanDuel.
Yeah.
So it's probably in that 140, 141.5 range everywhere else. I could see that, but again, 140s.
Yeah.
You need both teams, you would think in theory, obviously, to hit, what, 70 each?
Yeah.
I would play that gun the head. I mean, I'm not in love with it, but.
No, I'm just throwing it out there. 140s are usually games I don't touch. I just know Florida Atlantic can go from, they can score 65 or they can score 85. Maybe Northwestern's pace or, Big Ten pace.
I think that's the key there.
Yeah.
For the total.
I think that's also why Northwestern might be a live dog. But man, if FAU wins and plays UConn, that would be a very interesting matchup. What do you think about Iowa State down there? Because I think in this bracket, I think Iowa State and Illinois have a shot.
You are. I'll tell you what. I might need to let you host the damn show.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, that just kind of dovetails into question four: who's moving on to the Sweet 16, right? You bring up Iowa State. I'm taking Drake to the Sweet 16. I think Iowa State has a tricky game. I might belt South Dakota State. I think they play similar styles. Listen, Iowa State, they've had a hell of a year. They D you up. But, man, they struggle to score sometimes offensively. And these teams that get stuck and being a higher seed, they terrify me. So I think the Cyclones are primed to lose this weekend.
I would not disagree with you. I could see them winning or losing. What I will tell you is I took a shot. I love the Illini from Illinois. Talking about Windy Cities. I love Illinois' team. I've loved them all year. I have a bunch of futures on them. I just love the three-headed monster, man, that can put up – they all three can put up 20 points. And let's be honest, Shannon might be one of the best players in the nation this year. But they play with their food just like FAU. Actually, it's funny because they played each other earlier this year and it was a shootout with Illinois prevailing. I think Illinois to make it to the Elite Eight is +235 at FanDuel. I like it. I snagged it. I like it. I think it's going to come down. I like their bracket. I think the first game might be a little stickier than you think with Morehead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I might take the points there from Morehead. I kind of like them.
I don't hate it because last year when I hit my big bet with Miami, Florida going to the Final Four at 20-1, that Drake game I had to sweat. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to get the same thing with my Illinois. I had them 8-1. Now they're back down to 7.5-1 because they're in the bracket of hell. I like Illinois. I think that they can find their way to play, which I think will probably be UConn or Auburn. Auburn is the sleeping giant there. That maybe we're overlooking because, man, they looked amazing at the SEC tournament. And you brought up something really cool about Auburn. They are top 10 in what, offense and defensive stats?
I don't know if they still are, but they meet the criteria. I think the criteria in KenPom, you have to be top, like, 25 in defensive efficiency and, like, top 31. That's a weird number. And offensive efficiency on KenPom entering the tournament. And Auburn meets the other criteria. You know, every national champion has at least been top 12 in the week 6 AP poll, in the top 25 of the AP voters. Yeah. Auburn was 12th in that poll.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's all the usual suspects: UConn,
Yeah.
Carolina, Arizona, like all your one and two seeds, pretty much. I think Duke, Kentucky was in that list, but Auburn was the 12th team
Well,
in that AP poll.
you and I loved that Auburn went to go when they went to the SEC championship, the tournament. It was in Nashville, right? And they went to
Yeah.
go see the governor. As a
Yeah.
team, you and I loved that about them. We also loved that it was a homecoming for Bruce, the head coach. He was so emotional Sunday. That let me know. And last year, that's what another reason I bet Miami to get in the Final Four and to win the ACC last year. The year before that, when they went to the Elite Eight, that team loved their coach, Jim. And this team, I think they love Bruce, and Bruce definitely loves his players. The eyeball test, Auburn's a big team, man, and they're deep. I
Well,
would not mind
go ahead.
having a ticket Final Four and splitting between Auburn at 3.5, 4-1. With Illinois 7-1, and you're just betting that one of them can outtake Iowa State probably and UConn. I wouldn't mind splitting tickets with those two teams. I love both of those teams. I love this bracket. I
I don't
love this
hate that.
bracket. I love this bracket. Yeah, this bracket's gonna get so good.
Well, I think you brought up the two teams, and I'm not putting them on upset alert because I don't have the cojones. But I'm telling you, Yale, they got a big guy that might be an NBA guy. He's a young
And they make it
kid.
ugly.
Well, they make it ugly, but they got a lefty, number three. I forget his name. The kid is a pure shooter. They got some other shooting around him, and they got a big guy, and they play slow. That could be a sticky game for Auburn, but I mean, we've seen Bruce Pearl have sticky. What was it, the year they went to the Final Four in 2019? I think New Mexico State had them beat in the first round, and they
What
completely
is the
blew the
spread of the Yale
game.
game?
Let me check here. But Illinois too. I mean, we already mentioned we like Moorhead, maybe plus the points. So that game can be a little more dicey than again. It's similar. Auburn's 12.5,
Yes, I will.
and Illinois is 11.5, I believe.
If you're
So,
doing a two team or three team or four team parlay, I wouldn't mind sticking either one of those dogs in the point. I'm not going money line. I wouldn't
right.
mind taking their points or even
Yeah.
moving them up to 14 if I'm doing like a two or three teamer.
Teaser.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because these games, I mean, seriously, some of these games are going to get sticky, and you're not going to know what game's going to be the sticky one. But I'm with
Right.
you. Yale has the recipe to make anytime you get a Ivy League school. We've seen it
Yeah.
for decades. And go just look at what Cornell and Ohio State did last night. And
Well,
Cornell
they
was what, the third best team in that league?
Well, yeah, and I mean it's cliche, but usually the Ivies, they're smart kids. They take care of the ball too. It's tough to turn them over.
I would not mind taking points on either one of those. And you brought up
No.
another thing, is winning your conference a curse?
It depends on what stat you wanna look at.
Yeah, because I could see some teams play their best ball at the conference and then they kind of let down in the tournament.
Well,
So.
is it almost like, would you like to get a game or two to kind of loosen up the legs, stay in that rhythm, but then you don't like? I could see teams, and we'll get to that region here in a little bit. What NC State did makes me not want to touch them in this
I know.
NCAA
That
tournament.
was so
Five and
magical.
five. Oh, that's incredible. Don't get me
And
wrong, but like,
they
I
were
mean, they had to.
they were dog killer. They were the dog killer.
Yeah, I mean, they had to get into the NCAA. Like that
Yeah.
was their only chance was to get the auto bid. But
But how amazing was that run for the Wolfpack?
yeah, it's a fine line though to kind of close out that point.
Well, I think Illinois winning the Big Ten, even though it wasn't against Purdue, you saw Illinois pushed against the wall two or three times. And that's one thing I like about Illinois. They find ways to, I mean, they can always get back in the game. Auburn, I like the way Auburn really dominated that whole tournament.
Yeah.
And I like what I see where NC State was, they knew they had to win. And man, they just they kept fighting, but how does that translate to sitting off for a day or two or a week, whatever? I'm with you on the pack. So yeah, that region, the East, I'm excited about, man.
Yeah, my Sweet 16, I stayed chalk, but I threw Drake in there to take out Iowa State.
I don't mind that. Drake could easily. Missouri Valley's had teams before. I don't hate that at all because I know
Well,
Drake could
I
shoot the
like that
ball.
they came back. Yeah, Tucker DeFreeze, his dad's the coach, Darren. I like that they both came back. They had the heartbreak last year. I mean, they did. They outplayed Miami for 35 minutes and some change last year.
Well,
So
I'm
I
gonna do what
think
you're. Are you betting them? You're betting them all the way through?
I haven't took a Sweet 16 future on it yet. I probably should, but I bet them against Iowa State money line already.
Woo.
So,
I like it. I like it.
yeah, just I mean Iowa State, and I don't know my bracket strategy, and I know you're not. You're in pools and stuff, but you're more focused on the wagering, and I'm leaning that way too. My bracket strategy, I get chalky for the most part, but I'm taking a one or two out of this thing early, at least one of them. So,
Well,
Iowa State's my two I'm taking out early, so.
I think I think if you want to win a pool or bracket, you mostly got to stay chalky and just sprinkle in the wins. You can it sounds fun when you have all underdogs on your sheet and then you get to say, "Hey, I called it," and beat your chest. But that doesn't pay the bills 9 times out of 10.
No.
There's a
No.
freak year where you'll get two or three teams that were, an ace seed or six seed or higher. But usually it's still what, the ones, twos, sometimes a three or a four. So I'm with you, definitely. But yeah, I'm excited about Drake. If Drake Washington State had a great year, man. So that game probably is going to be exciting.
All right, let's go to we'll stay on the left side of the bracket. We'll go down to the West region. I'll throw it to you. What's your favorite first round game in the West region?
No, I mean I'll let you go. I'm gonna play off of you because I feel like when it comes to tournaments and non-conference games, I always bottle up because teams don't play each other. So yeah, where I like your insight on these things because I'll be honest, every coach, you damn near know every lineup. So yeah, give me what you like and then I'm gonna feed off you.
My number one game, I don't think it's gonna be like the most beautiful basketball game, but I got the 7-10 game here, Dayton and Nevada. I think that's gonna be
That game feels
ultra.
awesome.
Oh, that's gonna be ultra close. Again, I don't think you're gonna see the most beautiful basketball played between those two, but I just think, yeah, that's gonna be crazy, crazy close. I think Alabama Charleston, the 4-13 game could be fun.
Well, can I say something about that game? To me,
Go
that game feels like a freaking track meet.
ahead.
Am I correct? I'm gonna go ahead and that's a play I'll give out. I'm gonna lay the I had at 171 and a half. I think it's up to 173. You can live bet if maybe gets a slow start and get a one, in the 160s. I think Bama probably scores 95 to 100 points. And I think College of Charleston, I think they can score over 80.
Well, yeah,
But
it's
yeah,
sticky because that Alabama, their defensive profile is not good. They don't get stops, but they can score on anybody.
I did to me. When I saw this number, I said, "Here, let me take that at 171." So
Well,
I like the, yeah,
let me ask you this. It's 9.5. It looks
yeah,
enticing, but I could see Alabama winning by double digits, but it being sticky for 30
yeah.
minutes.
I think this is a game where I would rather play the total than the spread. I just,
You get the root for fun. You get the root for both teams. I love it.
Hey, let's just go out there and just shoot because Bama don't give a shit, man. They
No.
are typical analytic, just shoot the three all game. And I know last year, didn't Charleston have a bad run last year in the tournament? You're a little worried about maybe the point spread being a little too high.
I mean, they were cold in their game. They were a great 3-point shooting team last year. Similar this year. I don't think they're as lethal as they was last year. But that's the blessing and curse of this damn tournament is, I mean, how many times a tournament do you see like this team, their lowest first half or half total. Like last night, Virginia's been scoring like 20, 18, 23 points a half. Their lowest total of the year was 14 last night in the game. That's just kind of the pressure, I guess, of this tournament. That stuff could happen. It could go the other way too. You could have a team shoot 70% from three or something crazy like that. Of course, they haven't done that all year.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and go on record. I think if Bama wins the first game, I think they could make it through the region or get to the Elite Eight.
Okay, you and I differ. This is good.
Yeah.
I think a St. Mary's can survive Grand Canyon.
I'm the same day. I'm on the same day. I'm on those two these two teams.
Okay, okay. Because I think St. Mary's,
Yes.
their efficiency, and they could slow it down, low turnover team. I think they could kind of rip Alabama. I don't think they'd blow them out, but I think St. Mary's has the profile, the team that could win a game
Well,
against Alabama.
you're 100% right, because the other team I like is St. Mary's.
Yeah.
And so what I
They're
like, I'm with,
old too.
they're old. They've been there. The coach has been there. They won their conference. I think, honestly, to get them to go to the Final Four pick, I don't hate that at all. I think that team definitely, the thing I worry about them is sometimes if you go look at their non-conference in the last few years, they get worked. And I don't know if that's because they play athletic teams. But I'm with you. I'm scared to death of, I don't know why, of that damn Grand Canyon game. The line stinks. Doesn't it feel weird? Maybe they go out there and beat their ass, but man, that game just feels stinky. And Grand Canyon is they're no stranger to having winning teams, are they?
No, they've pumped a bunch of money into their athletic department, so by far the biggest spender in their conference.
I'm with you. To me, Bama has to win their first game for me. I think athletically, Bama can score. And that coach, they've done well in the tournament before, but they've won a couple games, right?
Who?
Yeah,
Saint
the coach. Yeah, the coach
Al
for Bama. I don't like
Oh,
the guy.
Nate Oates? Yeah.
Yeah. And he used to be where did he used to be? Wasn't he out on West Coast at one time?
No, he was like a
Or NBA guy.
no, he's Romulus High and Michigan's coach. He came up through the high school ranks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I might. You know, I was probably thinking of the Arkansas coach,
Yeah.
Musselman.
Muscleman was he coached
Yeah.
the Kings and the Warriors, I think.
Yeah.
But I mean,
And going back to the Dayton game, because that game feels great with Nevada. Because look, the committee loves the Mountain West. They put six of them in, and the Mountain West has a history of kind of fading. But last year they put San Diego State in the Final Four. This year, I think the Mountain West is really good.
I do
But
too.
are they fooling us? Because well, last night you saw Colorado State worked Virginia. I kind of like betting all the Mountain West teams. I think if I lay a $100 bill, all the lines are real low. I think I could go 4-2 if they do well, maybe five or one.
I'm on Nevada in the first game against
Yeah.
Dayton. I
Yeah.
just think it's Salt Lake City. It's a
Well,
tough
Dayton ha
travel for Dayton,
well, that
altitude.
yeah, I was going to bring that up, Tyler. That's almost a home game for Nevada. I
Yeah.
mean, you know what I'm saying, a state or two away. Dayton, we love the big for Dayton. He's going to be in the NBA, Holmes.
Holmes. Yeah.
Yeah. And Dayton's scrappy. They're scrappy. That league has a history of sending teams deep into the tournament, the old Atlantic 10 or Atlantic 12, whatever it is. Yeah, I think I'm with you. I like Nevada, but I think that game's super. That's going to be a good game to watch, back and forth. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm also with you. St. Mary's is intriguing if they can get if they can get by Grand Canyon. Who's the number one seed there? We're disrespecting the shit out of them.
No, it's Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina could easily go the Final Four.
Yep.
Yeah, and maybe they do. Who's the bottom? The two?
Arizona's the two in this. Baylor's your three, and the four is Alabama in this West region.
Well, I'll tell you this: the first game, Arizona's a team total of 91.5. I'd play it over. I played them over 91.5 four times this year. I'm 4-0. But you know, maybe he only hits 86, 87, 88. But that team can score, can't they?
Yeah, another team in this thing, in this region, I like.
Yeah.
It, what, it's not an upset according to the Vegas odds, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I'm fading Clemson, who you brought up earlier in like the preamble. I love this New Mexico team. I think they kind of
they're big.
They kind of got shafted and seed wise, but the committee must have had them off the bubble because they won the conference tournament and they're 11th seed.
And you're 11th seed. That they were not getting in.
But I like this team. They got Eddie House's son. They got Jamal Mashburn's son.
Yeah, a lot of big names on that team.
They got the Toppin kid, but I don't think he's related to Obi. But
yeah, he's. I don't think he is. What if they played this game in the pit?
Oh God, it'd be 12.5, not 2.5 right now.
It feels like NIT game.
yeah. So, but I got Nevada and New Mexico's double digit seeds getting to the second round. I'm you brought up the Mountain West. I'm believing. I'm drinking the Mountain West Kool-Aid this year.
Well, I've went ahead and I've bet all the Mountain West teams in this tournament. I'm hoping to go 4-2 on my plays. I just
Hero or Bozo. That's what we'll be.
Yeah, because they've done us dirty before, but you know, last year San Diego State got in the Final Four. It just feels, if you watch that conference, doesn't it feel like there's a lot of grown man basketball?
Yeah, and it seems like these Mountain West teams are teams that have been around a while, or portal guys or older guys.
Yeah, that's what. So yeah,
it might not be the same recruiting class sticking together in every case, but it seems like that they're old heads, which I like that.
Well, I'm on Boise State tonight while we tape this. They play Colorado in the play-in. I know. I like Colorado. I thought they came on at the end of the year, and they got the kid back. But I like Boise. I mean, 80%, 75% of the tickets are on Colorado. It's moved up to 3.5. I'm on Boise tonight at 4. I think it's going to be a second Mountain West team going in before we even get to Thursday. If Boise wins tonight and they go 2-0, watch out. And here's the thing about Clemson. What if Clemson, because Clemson definitely could win the game. They're big, they're long, and they're older. The coach has been there for a long time. But what if Clemson loses, right? ACC's 0-2. It's been a down year for the ACC, huh?
Yeah, you only get, what, 5 with NC State?
This is a premier league, you know, for decades when we were growing up. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's been down the last few years, but it seems like they always get a team to make a deep run, though.
That's one thing about what team is it for the ACC? Because they usually, last year they got Miami, they usually get a Final Four. They've gotten Louisville, Duke, North Carolina, Virginia. What team do you think from the ACC can go to the Final Four? Are we sleeping on Clemson?
No, well.
Or do you think it's Carolina?
I am, but I have Carolina going the furthest in my bracket out of all the ACC schools.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Carolina had trouble with either Mississippi State or Michigan State in the second round, the 8-9 winner.
That'd definitely be a sticky. That's a sticky matchup, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, it's what do you want? You want Izzo, who, you know, notoriously does more with less in March, or this Mississippi State team with Chris Jans coaching, they D you the hell up, man. So that's a good first round game and a tough second round matchup for Carolina.
I remember winning a bracket in the 90s. I think it might have been my senior year, junior year. Mississippi State had a big run.
Yeah, they went to the Final Four like in 95.
And my eyeball test told me to take them, and I took them. Now, I did take them. I don't think I took him to win. I did take him to get in the Final Four, and that won me the bracket. And it was, I think it was nine. Eric Dampier, was he on that team?
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the eyeball test to me says the Mountain West looks like older teams. So we'll see what they do. So you got North Carolina. Who do you got in the Elite Eight out of that bracket?
Well, I got Carolina taking out St. Mary's in the regional semis in the Sweet 16. I stayed pretty chalky in this one on the bottom. I went Baylor, Zona, and I got Zona taking out Baylor. That'd be a fun game,
Oh,
for sure.
what? Baylor Zona, what is the total in that game?
That he might get a 171, 174, somewhere in that range.
That kid, yeah.
But this is kind of my believe in the Mountain West theory going here.
Yeah.
I'm taking Arizona. I'm taking Arizona to get out of this region. A team that,
Really?
yeah, I mean, I'm kind of doing the Costanza, the
Okay.
opposite. I used to, rightfully so, fade the Mountain West, fade Arizona. This year, I'm going with both these trends, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have a bracket that's half full filled out. I need to finish it tonight, and that was one of my pieces. I'll tag you with Arizona, one of my brackets. I only got in two brackets. But yeah, I'll go ahead. I'll ride with you. Athletically, Arizona's always one of those teams that jump off the charts, but they just seem to let you down, don't they? I think there's three or four teams that I always worry about. Arizona's one, Purdue, and Houston. I think these programs have always been good recently, but somehow, some reason, they just don't get it done. So maybe it's the year. Maybe the George Costanza theory is the way to go.
All right, let's go up to the south, the top right quadrant of the bracket. Houston is the one, Marquette's your two, the three, Kentucky, and Duke is the four. I'll just roll into my top games in the first round here. In the
Yeah.
south, I got the 5-12, Wisconsin and JMU. That's the number one first round game in this region.
Everybody's
But
waiting for this game, this matchup.
I kind of like the 8-9 game, Nebraska and A&M. I think that could be a really
Awesome
tight
game.
game. Yeah.
Awesome game. The kamikaze little dude with the headband. And you like A&M's guards, don't you?
Yeah.
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 Old Buzz is back. And let's be honest, I mean, Nebraska, man, they can light it up. That game, I think the 8-9 games all are intriguing. They're all good. And the JMU, everybody's picking JMU. And I like the way Wisconsin was playing in the tournament. I think Wisconsin finds a way to win, but does it surprise me if JMU wins that game and maybe knocks off Duke? No.
No,
They're to beat.
not
They
at
beat
all.
Michigan State at the beginning of the year, right?
Yeah, in Breslin Center. Yep.
Yeah. So if that game is so intriguing because you remember we talked earlier in the year about college basketball. You kind of like the Wisconsin Badgers. Actually, they started playing up to their potential in that tournament, and you love that score they have. What's the name? Story.
Store.
Store. Yeah,
AJ
you love
Store.
that kid is a flyer, buddy. If he could get his jump shot a little better. Oh, watch out. He's an NBA player, isn't he?
Yeah, but I'm gonna roll the dice with JMU. I know it's a little public.
Are you?
Yeah, I 31-3. I'm buying into it. They bang threes. They play with pace. Wisconsin's willing to get up and down too nowadays. So,
Yeah, this is the highest scoring Wisconsin team since in the 90s, right? Is this game an over rover? Or do
it
we get
could
some
be.
big, or do we get Big Ten grind out? What's the total on this one?
I'm efforting right
Yeah,
now.
I don't think I wouldn't mind going over on this one.
145 and a hook.
I think you're catching a deal on it.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
I do have a best bet in this region, just to kind of mention a 116 game.
What you got?
I think you take Houston first half. Well, I think you could take them full game, but I think they're just gonna absolutely nuclear blast Longwood. Sorry, Lancers, but
I
I
had
think they're
somebody
fit.
ask me who the hell Longwood was, and I had to tell him, I don't know. They're in Cali, right?
No, I think they're down the southeast.
Where are they? I get bad information. Is this one of those coastal teams that I always mess up?
I'm
What
looking up.
conference are they in?
Longwood is a member of the Big South, just like I
Oh, they
thought.
are down south. Damn.
How
They're
about
big.
this hometown?
Yeah.
Farmville, Virginia.
Oh, shit. What the Farmville,
fuck is
Virginia.
Farmville, Virginia? I've never even heard of Farmville.
It has to be, you know, Virginia's like two different states.
It's
They
like
got the,
south. It's not coastal. It's
yeah.
like kind of south central Virginia.
Really? What are they called? The Lancers or
yeah,
Lakers?
Longwood Lancers.
What's the spread on this game?
23.5. I laid the 15 in the first half line.
So you think the first half is going to be too much?
Oh yeah,
Houston taking some aggression out because they got dog walked.
They got murdered by Iowa State. Yeah, in the Big 12 championship.
I like that. Now the kid for Houston, he's hurt or is he back or?
Roberts had a bruised shin. Or shin
oh, that's
condition.
All. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think a little rest. They held him out of the game. Bigger
so
picture.
You laid the 15. I like that. I'm piggybacking that.
Yeah, Houston is the type of team that their style.
Yeah.
If you're going to be overwhelmed by length and athleticism, they're going to pound you into submission. Like, there's no doubt about it. So, that's kind of my best bet in this region. I also don't mind, and we already mentioned it, I also don't mind the Nebraska A&M over. So, well, we didn't mention it. We mentioned the JMU-Wisconsin over, but I think there's points in the A&M-Nebraska game. Might be a little sticky because Nebraska does play a little slower. But I kind of like the groove both of these teams are in offensively coming into this tournament. So, and I think you're catching a little bit of a deal. 146.5 right now is that total. So,
well, I took a swipe at Marquette.
To Final Four, Sweet 16.
Yeah, Final Four. I took a shot at them at the Final Four.
I'm a little worried about the Kolick. I think he'll be fine, but he's kind of their drink stirrer,
yeah,
if you will. And this might be ain't controversial. I like Shaka Smart, but he hasn't done jack squat in the NCAA tournament since the VCU run, which is legendary.
He hasn't. Nope.
But this team feels like they could be a one and done. And matter of fact, I think I would take the Colorado or Boise winner to beat Florida. But I think even Florida, if the bracket stays undefeated, I think Florida with their length, and they could get up and down. That'd be a fun game against Marquette.
Well,
they could take them out.
But I don't disagree at all. I think the SEC has – they are not short of athletes.
That's true.
Florida, I love Florida when they're at home this year. I made a lot of money on Florida this year when they're at home. They're long. They are definitely long. And if Boise, Colorado, I mean, they can push Marquette because Marquette is one of those teams where them and Creighton, you always gotta like, you don't know what you're always getting with them. I think Marquette played, you know, really bad against UConn. But I like their value. I like their value. I like the way they get at it. I just they're what did I get them at? Was it 5-1? I think I got them at 5.5-1. I just Houston I like, but Houston has burnt me so many times.
Yeah. Well, I got Houston Duke in the top getting to the Sweet 16. I got Houston to the Elite Eight.
Really? You don't think Duke can get knocked off by Wisconsin JMU winner?
Well, yeah, they can. But I got Duke beating JMU. So,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
If Duke played Houston, I mean, Duke's a soft basketball team. I think Houston would
they'll get bullied.
Them as
they'll
well.
Get, they'll,
yeah.
They'll get they'll get bullied. So you think the best bet to beat Houston would be who in that bracket?
I think it's Kentucky. I think Kentucky's got 7-footers. They can put size. I know they don't get stops though, but Kentucky's deep. They're talented. I like this Kentucky team.
Well, they're playing over in Pittsburgh. I thought about going over this weekend and going to watch the was it Saturday pick? They play their second round games.
It's March. They play Thursday, Saturday. Yep.
Yeah, I was between them and Indianapolis. You know, about 2 to 3 hour drive, depending on which one I went to. I thought about maybe going on Saturday to watch some games, but I know Kentucky's going to bring you know the nation there. They always do. Kentucky, we love them. They can score with the best. They don't play defense.
No, them and Alabama are identical just about. I mean, I think Kentucky's got more top end talent, but
Yeah.
they're basically the same team if you look.
Kentucky has a pretty good bench, though, don't they? They got
Yeah,
kids who can score.
they're
What do you
deeper.
think? Do you like their over in their game? I thought you mentioned that maybe you like that off, you
Yeah,
know?
because Oakland, historically Greg Campy,
Yeah, the
they're
Horizon.
yeah they're a fit. Well, I think it's the yeah they are the Horizon, my bad,
Yeah.
but I think 162 and a half I'm looking at now. That's
Yeah.
one of those totals that it shades that it's going to be points, obviously, with the number they set. And the juice is, I mean, it's -115, -105 on the under, so the juice is heading
What?
towards the over, so I
Yeah.
like that over.
What's the spread on that game?
13.5.
So what team total for Oakland's what? In the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that either. Wouldn't mind that either. I might have to check that one out. So you think Kentucky, if they get through that, they can maybe push the their side of the bracket?
Yeah. Well, I think the way I have it going, like I said,
Yeah.
I got the Boise, Colorado winner. I think one of the play-in teams you kind of have to take on a run, and I
Yeah.
think that's the best option. Maybe Colorado State now, but I think Virginia's awful. So, I'm taking one of these play-in teams to make a run. So I got Colorado. Could be Boise, but Colorado, Kentucky. In the bottom of this in the Sweet 16.
It would it, no, that would shock me. I don't dislike that at all. I actually kind of like it. Another reason I threw Marquette. I just know Big East basketball is it's a tough league, man. They
It
always have
is.
good. They have good guards, and you it's kind of like the where the ACC gets a team in the Final Four. The Big East usually gets a team in the Elite Eight or Final Four. So I think UConn's by far, the best team. And probably one of the best teams in the nation. So yeah, I'm with you. I like that. Do you like this bracket better than the bracket we talked about before or not?
Yeah,
The East is my number one bracket. Yeah.
I think the South's really damn good.
Yeah.
I think I'd put the Midwest a little ahead of the South. Purdue's region, the last one we'll talk about here in a little bit.
You'd have them too.
Yeah, I think it's East, Midwest, South, and then West if I had to power rank it.
Okay. I don't hate that.
But I think they're all close outside of the East, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think we're splitting hairs, but the East, if you look at past performance, like you said, three Final Four teams from last year in this region are in the East. And then I think if you look at KenPom, I think they got four of the top 10 overall teams in KenPom are
That's
in the East.
insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. And then you got one of the tougher, better mid-majors with Drake. And then the region, yeah, the East is East. You're earning the East region when you cut the nets down on coming up in a week and a half or so. So, but is there anything else in the South you like?
No. That's. I think Houston is good enough to win it all. I think they're also they can let you down. They're always a buyer beware, just because sometimes they don't score enough points when it counts when they get deeper. But man, they will put the glove on you. If you're not tough, you are going to get bullied by Houston.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I'm looking at this, if it stays true to seeding,
Yeah.
a Marquette Kentucky Sweet 16 game
Oh
will
my
be
gosh.
electrifying.
That'd be awesome.
That would be fun. I
Yeah.
think Texas, if Texas Tech and I got them through to the second round, I think Texas Tech and Kentucky could be fun in the second round. Texas Tech, you would think, the last few years they've kind of been a defensive club. This year they've put up points under first-year head coach Grant McCaslin. So, and the Big 12, a damn good league in itself with the most bids. So, I think Texas Tech a little bit off the radar. I think they could push Kentucky if they potentially make up that second round matchup, by the way. So
So are you putting the gun to the back of the Wolfpack's head?
yeah, I
You
think
putting down the dog? You putting down the dog?
I am, but watch them get to the second weekend, so just
I'll
make them
tell you
look
what,
like a stooge.
if they beat Texas Tech,
It's on. It's on.
they might have something
Jimmy
special.
V's Jimmy V's smiling down. This could be 83 all over.
Something weird's happening. If they beat Texas Tech, hey, because that I'm just worried about the emotional roller coaster that they're on.
Right.
And Texas Tech, they've been to a Final Four a few years ago. Now different coaching staff, but they're always long and strong. So, yeah, I'm with you, bub.
Right, let's go to the final region, the Midwest. Purdue is your number one. The two is Tennessee. Creighton, the three. The four is Kansas. I like this region. I think there's some landmines in this region. This is the region I got the craziest on when it came to bracket busters and things of that nature. But I think my favorite first round game, it was going to be, and I'll still stick with it, it's going to be Kansas and Samford. We've loved the Samford team. Now everybody's getting hip to it, but we've loved the Samford team all year and made some money on these guys all year round. Kansas is beat up. But that's a fun one. Gonzaga McNeese, the 5-12 is a fun
Oh
game.
man, everybody thinks Gonzaga is going down.
Yeah, that's true. Again, you mentioned all the 8-9s a little bit ago, but Utah State TCU, maybe
Well,
not the sexiest game on paper, but I like that matchup.
I got a I got a I got a three unit bet on that. I
Oh,
took
you got a big whack on this game?
yeah I took Utah State. I moved it up to four flat. I think they win the game straight up.
I have them through, and I might tell you on that bet.
Yeah, well, I've liked the Aggies all year. I mean, I mentioned them when we had a little preview show about college basketball earlier in the year. I was on Utah State. I think you were on Nevada. I think we liked the Mountain West, and I think they beat TCU straight up, but I'm definitely taking the points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a Jamie Dixon fan. I think he's a good coach, but he doesn't wow me. Now, TCU could win the game. The Big 12 could go on a big run because they, by far they have the most teams in the tournament. But I'm with you. I think Utah State, a betting aspect, I love them at plus four. Just go ahead and buy the hook, make it four flat. I'll tell you another game I like. I think Colorado State, after winning, beating Virginia, I think they beat Texas straight up. So maybe
Okay.
I'm pissing on the Big 12. I'm gonna
You
be a hero
are.
zero. Yeah, I'm pissing on the Big 12. I
See,
like,
I.
yeah.
Well, I kind of like the Texas team flying under the radar a little bit.
Well, maybe they win the game and they make a run, but here the line's 2.5. I
It
love that. I've seen teams that win the play-in game in Dayton, and I'm talking about the 10-10 seed or whatever they are, not the 16-16. I've
Yeah,
seen these teams win.
the 11 or 10, I think
Yeah,
10's, 10's this year, but.
I've seen them win two or three games in the tournament. I think you ready for my "Call Me Crazy"? That what's the name of the girl? The song we always
Is
bring her up.
that Carly Rae
Yeah, that's her.
Jepsen?
Call me crazy. Call me crazy. Colorado State beats Texas and then beats Tennessee. Am I crazy? Tennessee got beat by FAU last year, didn't they?
They
Call
did.
me crazy. I hate Tennessee's coach in the tournament. He is a bum.
Rick Barnes.
But then again, you could see Tech. Didn't they set it up for Texas to play Tennessee?
Yeah, it looks
Yeah,
like that.
that seems. See that. That's the only thing I hate. But I'm on Colorado State Elite, or I'm sorry, Elite Eight at 12-1.
Wow.
Yeah,
All right.
call me crazy.
I might, but I don't hate it either. I see, this is my last region.
All right.
I have Samford going to the Sweet 16. I think Gonzaga survives McNeese, but that'll be a fun one. I also have Oregon getting to the Sweet 16, the 11. They're slight underdog. That's my best bet is the
If you're
money
bet,
line on
if
Oregon.
you, I think if you're betting coaches,
Dana
this game,
Altman is a
they,
stud.
who they got, it's a sticky matchup.
It's South Carolina. South Carolina slows it down. They've had a hell of a year.
I think South Carolina could win two games. I think they could get beat first game.
Well, I that that's kind of how I feel. I think Creighton Akron could be. I'm taking Creighton, but I think John Gross is good enough. I think Creighton Akron might be a little dicey, but I think Oregon or South Carolina could beat
like,
Creighton.
Doesn't Akron have like one of the tallest guards? He's tall, man.
Yeah, but I mean this Creighton, the people that love Creighton is the shooting and their size. They're a big ass team.
That's where this matchup might not work out for Akron, but I've watched him play in the. I'll tell you what, I love the MAC championship game. It's usually a lot of fun. That was insane. The way the MAC championship game ended, the kid fouled.
Poor kid from Kent. I mean, you got to know time and score. You're a D1 college player. But
the problem with that game is, though, Tyler, it's always when we watch in high school regional finals. I wish it wasn't because we should have went that up in Cleveland. We should have went that game is always fun to watch.
I mean, but every year it's something in that game, it seems like.
And the fan support was great up there. They were loud. But the thing I like about that guard, he's tall. What's the name? Like Allah or Abdul. I don't know. He has like two names.
I'm sure you offended him, but I don't know it either by heart.
He's a tall, lanky kid. They got a couple good guards, Akron does. Yeah, but you would think Creighton finds a way to get through that. I know people that are taking Creighton far. Creighton's another team that's always lets me down, man.
Yeah, but they kind of blew the regional final last year to San Diego State. They should have been in the Final Four.
They did. So, they did blow it. So do you think they get that far again?
I'm not picking them to, but it wouldn't shock me. I'm more, again, I'm Costanza, George Costanza this year. I think I got Purdue Samford in the Sweet 16. I got Oregon, and I got Tennessee. And I got Purdue Tennessee in the damn regional final. This is my Costanza year.
I
might look like a fucking mongoloid by the end of this weekend, but I am. I'm going full Costanza on this bracket. Everything I don't believe in, I'm ignoring it.
I think Purdue is the same Purdue every year. Matt Painter. Is it Matt Painter? Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Great coach.
Join the paint crew with me. Come on.
He's a great coach. Every year, though, they have some mongoloid retard. I know. I'm the cancel culture, bub. They got some big doofus. Let's be honest. If Zach Edey's 6'8", he doesn't even play at Columbus State, bro. He's trash. He's just
listen. I like the transfer they got in from Southern Illinois, 55 Jones. And I think their guards are a year older and a year better. I like Gillis, kind of a stretch four off the bench for them.
I think they can make the Final Four. And if you look at the betting, the books still love them. But man, how far did they get last year?
I lost to Fairleigh Dickinson in round one.
Oh yeah, well my bad. Why'd I even bring that up?
Two years ago, they lost to St. Peter's in the Sweet 16.
Well, do you want to play devil's advocate?
Go ahead.
All right, I remember a situation just like this. This could be lucrative, not really lucrative. What are they to win at all?
FanDuel currently has them 7-1. They're third in line.
Okay, let's do this. I'll go ahead and buy a ticket on them. I already got tickets that are going to get burned away in the East anyway. Listen. Do you remember a Virginia team that got knocked out early?
That's why. Let's spoil my bracket. We're going to get there anyway.
Yeah.
I got Arizona beating UConn in the semifinal. I got Purdue beating Kentucky in the other semifinal. I got Purdue beating Arizona in the championship. This is the Virginia all over to me. Everybody came back.
Remember they cried?
Yeah, they were the first 16 to ever lose to one.
UMBC. Won the national title.
The very next year, they cut it all down.
You want me to join this train with you?
No, you don't have to. That's just where I'm at with this thing.
Yeah?
I mean, Purdue, if you look at it, take out the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Purdue was knocked on the door under Matt Painter. You remember when who did Virginia beat in the regional final on a fluke game? That was Purdue. Carson Edwards and Purdue.
And didn't they have a big retard then?
They had a couple. They now, had who, Barnes who, and
yeah, it was
and they had another big guy, I think. Number 44, Isaac Hoffs.
They always
that was the
Brad. Didn't they have a Brad?
Well, they had Brad Miller back in the Gene Kidd days.
They always have this big goon.
Listen, they got a kid. They got a kid. I think he's from New Zealand on their bench this year that don't play. He's 7'2". Like everybody's like, oh, when Edie's gone, Purdue won't play a big 7-footer and play through the post. Bullshit. That's what Matt Painter does, bro.
He likes the Mongoloids.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, man. Because I remember Virginia. I bet Virginia that year. I made a lot of money on Virginia. The year they won the national title.
Yeah.
They were sticky, but they had a couple kids that could shoot. I don't know, man. I can see Purdue in the Final Four, yes.
All right. Is there anything else in the Midwest that stands out? A wager, a game, anything?
No, I just like I think Colorado State can win 2-3 games. But I hate the narrative where you have Texas could play Tennessee. But I'm on the Rams when they play Texas. I already bought it. I got
you. Plus, you're part of the Ramley.
I'm Ram and Jam. Hey, you can. What was the Ram song that they had back in the Super Bowl run back in the 80s?
Oh, chow.
Hey, Ram it. What did they say?
Ram it. Yeah.
One of my favorite lines is, if you ram it just right, you can ram it all night, baby.
Damn straight. What's your final four gun to head? You don't have to, you can give your champ, but what's your final four?
I would say gun to the head, I would say probably UConn, Purdue. Mm-hmm. The other two regions, I really don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But something tells me that Auburn and Illinois are cooking something up. And that, so I just, I don't know. I could see UConn and Purdue. Carolina, I don't know if Carolina can win it all. So who did you take out of the Carolina bracket? You got Arizona?
Arizona, yeah.
I don't hate that. Who's the 3 seed? 4 seed?
Baylor's the 3. The 4 is Alabama. In the West.
Okay, it wouldn't shock me in that bracket, like we talked about, if Alabama or St. Mary's. But yeah. What's the St. Mary's-Arizona game look like?
That wouldn't be to the regional final because they're on opposite ends.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a pace game. If Arizona plays their pace, they'll have the advantage, and if St. Mary's could slow it down like they normally can.
Yeah,
St. Mary's would have a shot.
So you're fading Houston, the Cougs.
I got into the Elite Eight. I just, I didn't want to take all ones to the Final Four, and I like Kentucky more than Houston. So,
if you go by the eyeball test all year, it is UConn, Purdue, and Houston.
Well, if you go off the advanced metrics,
yeah.
Houston's been the best team in KenPom and Bart Torvik and all these fancy stat sites.
Where's the championship game this year?
Phoenix.
Okay. Is that another reason you have Arizona?
That's a reason why I'd have Arizona. Yeah.
Dirty rat. You dirty rat. And think about it. It's the last Pac-12, right?
Yeah, I took and that into consideration. I got Colorado, Oregon, Arizona, all of the Pac-12 and the Sweet 16 at least.
Didn't your Wolverines play a Pac-12 team in the national championship game?
Yeah, we beat Washington.
So maybe it is a Pac-12 team.
Big Ten over Pac-12. I never even connected those dots until now.
Well, you know, you and I, I always get creative when I think of betting.
That's true.
But who would your next Pac-12 team be after Arizona?
Oregon. I like Oregon the best out of the rest of the Pac-12 teams in this
Well,
one.
I think Oregon's passes would be easier than the other two also.
Yeah, and Altman, I think Altman might be undefeated and at least at Oregon in the first round in his career. I don't think he's lost. I don't think Bruce Pearl's lost the first round game ever, especially at Auburn. And I
Yeah.
don't think Dane Altman's lost a first round game at Oregon since he's been there. So
Well,
there's your
those are
two
two
nuggets.
stat lines that I really like.
Two
What about
nuggets to take home with you.
you want to see a crazy stat I saw when I was on the toilet the other day?
Oh, hell yeah. Great
Your
visual.
boy, your team that you've made money on, the Duquesne.
Yeah, I like Duquesne.
That's the old Akron coach, right?
Yeah, Keith Dambrot, former LeBron James High School
Yeah.
coach, too.
Well, do you see what his record is if he holds you under 70 points?
It's probably immaculate.
It's insane. It's like a hitting a 75% winning clip or 80% if you do not score 70 on Duquesne. Who does Duquesne have first round?
BYU, that's a tough matchup, though.
I think it
BYU
is too.
can
Yeah.
score it.
And I think if you look at your buddy from Duquesne, what's his name again?
Keith Dambrot.
His record in the NCAA tournament's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, he had a couple games where he pushed teams, but I don't think he wins at all. So, yeah, I just wanted to need to bring Duquesne up, but I just thought the stat was crazy. If he keeps you under 70, it's like it's almost like 85% a clip. That's the key to his success. So, if you see BYU with 5 minutes left and they're at 50 some points,
They're stuck on 53, the under 7 media timeout. I think you go live bet Duquesne. I mean, if it's close, if Duquesne's up 10 or 12, I guess you would miss your opportunity there. But yeah, that's something to monitor for sure.
Is there a player or coach in this tournament that you're really rooting for?
I mean, I'm still a Duke fan. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Duke to grow
But there's no
upset.
storylines or any player that you really that you would really enjoy watching or coach or situation maybe.
I like the Drake storyline. The head coach is the father, the star
Yeah.
player is the son. They made a deep run. That's cool. If Keith Dambrot, I think he announced he's going to retire whenever their season ends. So if Duquesne won a game or two, I would enjoy that. Honestly, it would kill my bracket, but Long Beach State fired Dan Monson a week before the conference tournament. And all they did was go out and win the goddamn conference tournament, get in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And they're fighting an uphill battle against Arizona. But hey, if they pulled off another shocking upset, or Arizona stumbled again, that would be a cool storyline. I don't know. This tournament always brings out something. There's something I'm not even thinking of that I'm sure the nation will fall in love with. I mean, I'm not rooting for Purdue. I don't like Purdue, but what if Purdue did do with the Virginia we just talked about? I think that's a sellable storyline.
Who they have first round?
They got the winner of tonight's game, Montana State and Grambling.
Wouldn't it be insane if they lost 2 years in a row?
That'd be a storyline
Do you
too.
put a quarter of a unit?
The Bobcats take them out.
Do you put a quarter of a unit on one of those dogs, one of those 16 seeds on the money line?
I would wait until halftime
Really?
if they're fucking around again. Which might burn you in the ass because I think Virginia the next year they had a shaky first half against their 16 seed. I can't remember who it
Then they
was.
woke up.
And then they shook the cobwebs off and went on their national title run.
Yeah. This tournament's unpredictable.
It is.
That's what makes it beautiful.
I got one more thing for you.
Yeah.
A surprise.
All right.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association state tournament boys basketball is this weekend.
Okay, we love Ohio.
We do. UD Arena, great venue.
Yep.
I'll give you the semifinal matchups. You don't have to just gut feel. Obviously, we've seen some of these teams, not all of them, but just we'll give out our state champions. Is that
All right.
cool?
Yeah,
All right,
good.
we'll start small to big. We'll work
All
small to big. Division four, we got Berlin Highland against Lima Central Catholic, and the other semifinal is Richmond Heights and Rushi. To me, I think the state championship is the Richmond Heights Rushi semifinal. I'm gonna take the chalk with Richmond Heights. I think they beat Lima Central Catholic
right.
to win the D4 state title. Who are you taking in D4?
I'm gonna be with you also. I think the winner of that game wins the state title. And I would, I'd go Richmond state title champs. Whoever wins that game is gonna win the state title. Berlin, great history. And Lima Central Catholic, that's a town, man. They always find a way to get one of their high schools into the deep in the tournament. So it'd
That's
probably be a
true.
great crowd for that one, wouldn't there be? Or a good crowd.
Man, Berlin didn't really bring a lot of
Really?
people to Athens either two games in the regional.
Well, then forget that. So I hope Richmond wins then. They didn't bring anybody down there?
Not really.
Wow. They have such a great history.
Maybe, but I thought maybe they're just bored and they need the state tournament to bring the fans out. Because boys and girls, it seems like they get there just about every year, every other year. So,
I don't see how these teams play with Richmond.
no, they're a Division One basketball team.
There's no competitive balance with this team. They
No.
let them cherry pick this. Well, next year in state of Ohio, or is it next year we're going to?
Seven, yeah.
Yeah, that's for us to talk about next year. But yeah, I'm with you, Richmond, all the way.
All right, Division Three, we got semifinal number one, Harvest Prep versus Ottawa Glandorf. And semifinal number two, Preble Shawnee and against Luther in the East. I will let you have first crack at D3.
Wow. We watched World of Harvest last week. They didn't play very good the first half. They turned it up the second half. Who's the guard they have that's really good?
Brandon Roddy, I believe, number 10.
Yeah, I kick
Yeah,
it.
he's nice.
He's a baller. And they play hard, they play fast. Typical World of Harvest team. I don't think they beat Ottawa. I don't think they beat them. Ottawa's got, he's got, they got the, they got the man, don't they?
Yeah, he just won Mr. Basketball today. Colin White going to Ohio State next year.
Do you see a path where Harvest Prep can beat them?
Honestly, Apicentric and them played, I think, a double overtime
Yeah,
game last year
they
in the
did.
semis. So it could be tight. Yeah.
Well, do you think the winner of that game wins it all, or do you like the other side?
I'm all over Lutheran East.
Both the Lutheran teams last year were unbelievable. I think Lutheran East is, they're good.
But
They're good.
I do think, yeah, this D3 is I'm excited for Division 3 this year.
Yeah, it's don't you think all four teams are pretty loaded?
Well, I
Or you
know
think
Preble Shawnee has the
they
Stroud
have this?
kid who's a stud.
Can he keep them in the game by himself?
I would have a. I haven't seen him in person though. That's the thing. I'd have
You,
my doubts, but maybe.
didn't you say this kid is in every movie?
Yeah, he looks like the heartthrob bully in a movie, in a teenage coming of age flick. Yeah.
So you got Lutheran winning it all?
Yeah, over OG.
Yeah.
But I think Colin. I could see. I mean, OG's been in the four straight
Yeah.
Final Fours. Colin White joins LeBron James. That's the only two kids in the state of Ohio's history to start all 4 years, all games, all 4 years on four straight state tournament teams. So,
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's
What
showing the caliber of
don't
player and
you
program.
think them and Lutheran would be that'd be
Oh,
that could be a,
that'll be
yeah.
hell.
Yeah.
That'll be hell.
I mean, I live in Central Ohio. I live in Columbus, so I'm not a fan of World Harvest, but I wish the best for them. How about that?
All right, we will go to Division Two, semifinal number one, Kettering Archbishop Alter up against Youngstown Ursuline. And then the second semifinal, Shelby versus Maysville. Interesting. We've seen Maysville a couple times. down at the condo. Kind of followed them the last couple of years. But I don't know. To me, this feels like whoever wins Alter Ursuline takes them to state championship. I'm going to take Alter over Maysville. I'll take Maysville to get to the state championship and get a runner-up trophy, though. I like that team. Two big comebacks in the regionals. Young team, but clearly they don't quit, and I'm kind of rooting for them. But I'm interested to hear what you have to say.
Well, last year, the Northeast Ohio dominated the tournaments. They won all four state titles, right?
Yeah.
Something tells me there's something in the water in the
Oh,
Mahoney Valley.
you're going Youngstown Ursuline, huh?
Something, they had a good team last year, but they faded. I don't know anything about them this year. Have you saw any clips on them, any videos?
I've seen some highlights. They're kind of a they're a little more athletic than your traditional Catholic team. I'll say that.
On paper, I think Kettering's the best team.
Yeah, I'm playing it safe, picking them to win
Yeah,
this.
I think they'll shoot your eye out.
Well, they got
It's a,
shooting and size
yeah.
rare on a high school team.
Yeah, so I think they probably are by far they're the favorite to win. They should win. I'm going to take Northeast Ohio because some I know I just think basketball's king up there right now for some reason with Lutheran and of course Richmond. So I'll take Youngstown. I think Shelby and Maysville could be a very interesting game. Maysville cannot dig a hole. They dug two 15 point.
Oh, we keep saying that, but they keep just it's the third quarter. One of the sophomores are going to get nuts in the third quarter.
It would be electric if they could make it to the finals on. Is it Sunday? They play the final Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're semi D3 or D4, D3 or Friday semifinals, D2 and D1 are Saturday semifinals, and everybody
I will
plays
say
Sunday.
this. I'm from Zanesville, Ohio. That's where I'm born and raised, lived there 19 years of my life. I am not a South Zanesville fan. I'm not a Maysville fan. I'm from the North End. But I will say this on your podcast. If Maysville wins their semifinal game, I will drive over to Dayton and watch them play.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's on the record.
I will root for the Panthers. But that Shelby, they have a great score too, don't they?
Yeah.
Going to where? Wright State, I think. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Wright State.
The old Whippets.
Well,
Yeah, I think.
that team has, I think I've seen in an article, eight seniors. They're an old team,
Well,
man.
let's be honest, and we would consider them North Ohio. It would it
Oh,
be
yeah.
Northeast? So they could be the state champions.
Yep.
That wouldn't shock me either because they play a lot of close games and good games this year. I've looked at their schedule. So yeah, it wouldn't shock me if whoever's up north wins. But Kettering definitely on paper. I mean, I felt bad for Jonathan Alder. You told me they're just a better version of them. I mean, they're hard to stop. So yeah, I think that's interesting. Do you think D3 is better than D2 with all four teams or no? Competitively.
Man, I think I'd take D3 slightly over D2, but
Both have good fields.
honestly, I like every one of these except D4, and because I think D4 is a foregone conclusion. But
It's
3, 2, and 1, I like all these semifinal games, and I think D3 and D1, I think any one of the four can win the state title. So.
Who you got in D1?
All right, so the semifinal matchups are Cleveland, St. Ignatius going up against Delaware Hayes. The other semifinal, Centerville against Toledo Whitmer. I feel bad for doing this. I'm turning my back on Hayes. I believed in him all year.
I'm doing the
They
same thing.
got me to the state tournament. I thought they
You
could get out
called
of
it.
that region.
You called them from the jump. You said there's a team that's
I
going to
caught,
beat old
yeah, I caught
team
them
the
before the
Orange.
season. I caught them
It's
before the season started. I love this Hayes team.
Delaware Hayes. Too bad you didn't have a future bet in Central Ohio on them. You would have hit
Yeah.
at 4-1. You would have hit huge. You called them. Everything you said about they brought some kids in. The depth of the team. You're right. They looked great against Old Tangy Orange. So you're turning
Yeah.
it back. I think it's. Do you think it's St. Ignatius versus Centerville? Are
That's
you
who
on
I
the?
have. That's
That's
a
why.
Whitmer would scare me.
Yeah.
Because they got a guard.
They got some athletes.
Well, but they're one guard. I think the kid has multiple Big Ten and maybe some Big East offers, Marquette, some of the Big Ten schools. So he seems like he could be a guy that could take over a game. But yeah, Centerville, I think this is their fourth straight trip to the state tournament under Brooks Cupps, their head
Oh
coach.
my gosh,
Their
he's a
best
great
player,
coach.
Powell. Yeah, their best player, Jonathan Powell, a little 6'6", kind of slashing wing slash forward. He's a Xavier commit.
Oh, we
So,
need him. We need him.
yeah. But yeah, this feels like Ignatius Centerville. I'm going to stick with the Northeast Ohio theme here. I think Ignatius plays like 10 kids. That's not much of a drop off. I think either way, we're getting a hell of a D1 final out of these four teams.
Now, will you root for Delaware Hayes, even though you didn't pick them?
Yeah. I want Delaware Hayes to win the whole thing.
I like that. I tell you what, Central Ohio, we need that. We need them or Harvest Prep to bring home a championship, because
that's all you got.
That's all we got. So Cincinnati
not,
has
not
what?
Unless you want to claim that, not unless Columbus tries to put their arm around the Zanesville, Muskingum River community.
Well, if you go by, if you watch our newscast up here, Channel 4.
Zanesville's Central Ohio, technically, if you want to get technical.
It's east, yeah, but they put them on the map for the weather. They also put Athens and
Nelsonville's on there, baby.
You're part of our umbrella.
Yeah,
we're not claiming that's East Ohio. So, but I hope Delaware Hayes, I hope Harvest Prep, and I hope Maysville all do well. Even though I hate South Zanesville, I'll go there till I'm my grave. But man, that team's fun to watch, man. When they're coming back. But do you think they had such a great fan support? Do you think that fan support brought them back?
Yeah, and I think it's going to be as good or maybe even more down in Dayton. I think, you know, especially being a Saturday.
I'm worried that Shelby with eight seniors might dog walk them. Or beat them and beat them in like a 10-point game, 5-10. Kind of like when Reedy got beat last year by Buchtel or Bushel or whatever the hell you call it.
Buchtel, yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
All right, man. I think that's a pod. You got any famous last words before I plug the show and we get the hell out of here?
Woogie, woogie, woogie.
All right. Anyway, enjoy the March Madness. It's the best time of year. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, subscribe, follow the show on X and Facebook at PodTalk PCast. Available on all major and minor podcasting platforms. Hit the follow button on all those platforms. It helps out the show grow. And for Westside Tommy, this is the only Tyler Peacock. Your bracket's already busted, but we'll see you next time.